As Tampa prepares for Sunday's Super Bowl, a group of NFL players' mothers announced that they have raised over 500,000 pounds of food for the country's food banks. This morning at America's Second Harvest of Tampa Bay in East Tampa, four members of the Professional Football Players Mothers Association, or PIFMA, teamed up with Campbell's to donate 1,000 cans of soup. Wilma Char McNabb, mother of Philadelphia Eagles quarterback Donovan McNabb, is president of PIFMA.
Our sons are out on the field and everybody sees them and they know about, you know, what they do and the money they make and things like that. But most of the mothers, we have a charitable heart. We know that people are hurting out there and we want to make sure we give back to our communities. That's what we teach our sons to do, and of course that's what we need to do. And so PIFMA has started this, and that was our mission. Is to do a lot of charitable endeavors, make sure at every NFL city we conference in July, and then during the Super Bowl we make sure we give back.
McNabb says PIFMA has worked with Campbell's for several years to tackle hunger, and this year 35 NFL moms have collected food in the communities where they live. Cheryl Foster, the mother of San Francisco 49ers running back Deshaun Foster, collected more than 112,000 pounds of food in Orange County, California.
I was able to get the community to really get involved. I utilized little league teams, youth football, also supermarkets, various schools, the improv, just different entities, and it just worked out perfect. The reason I do that is because of the fact that as a little girl, I was taught at a very early age that, you know, service to man is very important. You know, a lot of times people don't realize what their purpose is in life. Well, I realize what my purpose definitely is in life, and that is to serve mankind.
Oh, two per bag. Sorry.
Inside the warehouse of America's Second Harvest of Tampa Bay, food is stocked on shelves like in a grocery store. The NFL moms helped pack food bags that would be distributed to families and gave out cans of soup to a class of preschoolers from the Happy Land Learning Center. Pat Rogers is executive director of America's Second Harvest of Tampa Bay.
Oh, it's really a blessing. As you've all heard, the needs are up at least 40% with all the people that we serve here in the Tampa, Hillsborough, Pinellas County area. And our receipts are up 20%, but as you can see, we're going to start running out of food shortly. So all these donations, the fact that these women raise over 500,000 pounds of food for the food bank system nationwide is really amazing. Only 35 of them and they were able to raise that much food.
Burma Colbert, the mother of Kiri Colbert of the Detroit Lions, and Alicia McCarrans, mother of Justin McCarrans of the Tennessee Titans, also assisted in handing out soup cans. Along with Foster, the three NFL moms each raised more than 86,000 pounds of food this year. John Faulkner is director of brand communications with Campbell's Soup Company. He praised the NFL moms as an example of the power that individuals can make in their communities.
And you see it here today at this food bank where you have volunteers, kids volunteering in the back. The junior league is volunteering over here, packing meals for weekends for kids. It's what it takes to be successful and really meet the need and the huge need that exists in every community across the country, whether it's an affluent community, hunger, really, there's just innumerable faces of hunger in America. The statistics are startling. 38 million Americans are at risk of hunger every day. 14 million kids are at risk of hunger. You get to summer vacations, those kids are not getting the meals that they get in the school. You know, they're losing 10 meals a week.
Faulkner says that because of the economic downturn, many more people need to rely on food banks.
What we're seeing this year is that people that were donated a year ago, they're now on the other side of the line. They're recipients. So that number that, you know, 38 million last year, you know, undoubtedly that's going to grow. So the need is greater. What is encouraging is that through the efforts at the moms demonstrating in their local towns, a little bit by a lot of people goes a long way. So everybody can find a way to make a small contribution, whether it's financial, time, or product, to meet the need.
PIFMA President Wilma Char McNabb agrees that demand for food is up during the recession. But despite the economy, she says that people continue to donate to their Tackling Hunger food drive.
Because of the economic crisis, made it much easier to do. People who have want to make sure they can help in some way. And so it was just a big endeavor. They did parades, schools, and anybody, even if you didn't have, sometimes you give from your heart. And because I know one event we had outside of Walmart, and people didn't know we were there and what we were doing, but they were going inside, so they made sure they just brought us a can, and that's all, to raise for the food banks. So it was just a wonderful endeavor. It really touched your heart.
Pat Rogers, executive director of America's Second Harvest of Tampa Bay, concurs that people have continued to be generous with food contributions during the economic crisis.
We get food drives that mainly occur in November, December, and those are up 10%. But all year round, the people that really keep us in business are the grocery stores and the food manufacturers that will donate food to us that, you know, is either scratched or dented or, you know, the box a little nicked. It's perfectly fine. It's just not as marketable. And so they'll donate it to us, and then we get it here, sort it, and get it back out to the people who are feeding the hungry. So that's where a lot of our donations come from, and so we're trying to expand that network, find more people. You know, really, it's trying to get rid of the waste in the food system and get it here, and hence the name Second Harvest. We give it a second chance, you know, to get to the hungry.